It is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Both in the home and in the church, a spirit of service is to be manifested. He who gave us 6 days for our temporal work has blessed and sanctified the seventh day and set it apart for himself. On this day he will in a special manner bless all who consecrate themselves to his service. All heaven is keeping the Sabbath, but not in the listless, do-nothing way. On this day every energy of the soul should be awake, for are we not to meet with God and with Christ our Savior? We may behold him by faith. He is longing to refresh and bless every soul. Divine mercy has directed that the sick and suffering should be cared for. The labor required to make them comfortable is a work of necessity, and no violation of the Sabbath. But all unnecessary work should be avoided. Many carelessly put off till the beginning of the Sabbath little things that should have been done on the day of preparation. This should not be. Any work that is neglected until the commencement of holy time should remain undone until the Sabbath is past. While cooking upon the Sabbath should be avoided, it is not necessary to eat cold food. In cold weather let the food prepared the day before be heated. And let the meals, though simple, be palatable and attractive. Provide something that will be regarded as a treat, something the family do not have every day. If we desire the blessing promised to the obedient, we must observe the Sabbath more strictly. I fear that we often travel on this day when it might be avoided. In harmony with the light which the Lord has given in regard to the observance of the Sabbath, we should be more careful about traveling on the boats or cars on this day. In these matters we should set a right example before our children and youth. In order to reach the churches that need our help, and to give them the message that God desires them to hear, it may be necessary for us to travel on the Sabbath, but so far as possible we should secure our tickets and make all necessary arrangements on some other day. When starting on a journey we should make every possible effort to plan so as to avoid reaching our destination on the Sabbath. When compelled to travel on the Sabbath we should try to avoid the company of those who would draw our attention to worldly things. We should keep our mind stayed upon God and commune with Him. Whenever there is opportunity we should speak to others in regard to the truth. We should always be ready to relieve suffering and to help those in need. In such cases God desires that the knowledge and wisdom He has given us should be put to use. But we should not talk about matters of business or engage in any common, worldly conversation. At all times and in all places God requires us to prove our loyalty to Him by honoring the Sabbath.